Okay. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of the agency of the law enforcement agency, public agency, the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present in this? Is there any response to the Bivens decision? For the first time. This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance in today's meeting that is a member of a member or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to them for the second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric is in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of the agency of any law enforcement agency or public agencies of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to this for the third time? Anyone who is here under false precinct, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises for a conference call. If there's sequentially shown up as a federal witness, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. Keith, you want to do the prayer?
I would be honored. Thank you for asking me. Again, no one has to participate in this prayer. As it's been suggested, you can pray in your own way and to whom you want to. But we like to lift up in prayer for Anna as well. But so right now we just ask Father in heaven, we just ask you, Lord, to please bless this meeting, Lord. We'd ask that you would please send your precious Holy Spirit to wrap yourselves around us. Send even the Comforter, Lord, to help us and guide us, Lord, into the things that we need to do to be pleasing unto you, Lord. To be the wisdom of Solomon means to love God and to love each other. And so that's what we're attempting to do and we're trying to do, and we do that, Lord. We love each other. And we just ask you to bless us, Lord, and open doors that only you can open and close doors that only you can shut. We ask these things in the name of Yahshua. So be it. So it is.
So be it.
So be it. You guys, give me a second. I got somebody that's trying to log in. So I could give them the information.
Okay. Thank you.
In this meeting, we definitely need anybody that wants to be in this meeting needs to be able to get in. Raymond Brown is trying to get in, but he can't get in.
I've had a few people call me that they didn't know to click on the agenda and get to it that way.
I just sent in the link, but we'll see if it gets in.
Right. Let's start.
This meeting is called in honor of the people who are owed a Republican a form of government. This is going to be your chance to speak up and determine how your government is getting organized. Okay, the people that haven't been in our meetings lately or whatever, there's been an ongoing conflict between me and Sue and Doug, which is the state coordinator and the Ms. Marshall Gomes. So basically what I did is I brought in a third party ombudsman We talked about that on the last meeting about what's going to go on. So I talked to John, which is a third-party ombudsman. He's out of Maine. And basically, he's the one that's going to try to fix any conflicts that we have. And basically, I need to follow exactly what he says. So the first part of the deal, what he wants us to do is basically give over the money from Michelle to somebody in the state, even though Sue already has control of that. But basically for us to basically whoever she wants to come and pick it up from Sue. And based on that information, I created a chain of custody form that we need to approve. So we need to vote on that form to say, this is what we'll use if we decide to transfer the assets over to somebody else. And I guess the ombudsman will tell us who that's going to be, and whoever it is will set up with Michelle. I can see right now that I don't think Michelle is on the call. But she's the one who will be actually filling out the chain of custody form to transfer the assets. So I don't know if everybody's actually looked at the chain of custody form. If you haven't looked at it, not here. I'll do a little screen share here so you guys can see it. Can you guys see that?
Yes. Yes, I see it.
Okay. This is basically the chain of custody. It's just saying that the treasurer, Michelle, is to sign for the DNA approval to the state on whatever day for the purpose of these transferring these assets. Okay? So basically what she would do is go in here and write down, you know, like she has a 1 ounce of silver, she'll write 1 ounce of silver, and then she would write how many, you know, like the quantity, whatever it is, the value of it, and then the total. And she'll do that for each. If she has money orders, which she supposedly has, and cash, whatever cash she has, like 10s, 20s, whatever. So write down each one of those. And then once those are filled in here, at the bottom, Michelle would then sign this and date it. And then whoever's receiving it will sign it and date it. And that just gives us the proof that basically Michelle is, you know, basically handing over whatever assets to them. That way there's no complaints. They got all the assets. I can't say they didn't get them all because they'll be counting them together and looking at those and getting that done. So what I'd like to do is start with a vote on if everybody thinks that this form is okay and that we should use it for transferring the assets. So what I'm going to do is everybody that agrees on using this form, I want you to raise your hand in the chat right now. That's to yes to use the form. If you don't know how to raise your hand in the chat, there's reactions at the bottom, and underneath that, we'll then raise hand. If you click on that.
Rocky, is this the official form? Is there a reason not to agree to use this?
This is the form I came up with. We don't have official one. This is going to be our official form.
Got it. Okay.
Sorry about that. So has everybody got their hands up that wants to vote yes?
How do I raise my hand?
Just put under reactions. Go to reactions. Do you see that at the bottom, reactions?
There's a little thumbs up guy.
hit on that.
I would like to vote one way or the other, but I don't understand exactly what's going on here as in regards to a claim of custody. Is this the chain of custody, I mean? What is the purpose of this? Is this because Susan, the state coordinator, has requested all the assets and funds coming in from the global banking group? I'm a little sketchy on what's actually happening right now, so I guess I'm requesting more info.
Good question.
Okay, let me explain this in more detail. The state has a treasurer. The treasurer is Michelle, okay, at this point. She's the one voted in. And basically she holds all the money for the state, okay? So that's our assets is whatever she has. So right now we have like $6,900-something. Basically, Sue wants those assets transferred to her, okay? So
hi, Armando.
What I did is I created a chain of custody, basically, so we can transfer those assets to them, and we know exactly what they are and who picked them up. So, did you understand that, or?
And when you go to the agenda, it's going to go to a link. And then on that link, it, when you hit it, it will have it at the top.
Denise, can you mute?
So, did you hit the link?
Yeah, no.
When you hit the link, it should open up the agenda.
Denise, you got to mute, sister. You got to mute.
Sorry.
My question is, why is the state coordinator, it seems to be requesting funds that belong to the person who has been elected as the treasurer, why does our state coordinator want access to those funds when it should remain within the state's treasury?
That's a question that I've had, and because the ombudsman, basically what he did is he talked to Sue and then he talked to me, and Sue said for the first thing to solve the conflict between the two of us is all the funds need to be transferred out of Clark County into Sue or somebody else, and so all I did is agreed. It's up to you guys, because you guys are the ones that, you know, this is your assembly. You're the ones that need to decide if we need to transfer it to Sue or not. And the deal is I believe we need a chain of custody to be able to make sure that there's no conflict in the point that she didn't get everything that she was supposed to get. Okay? So, being the county coordinator, I can't tell you how to vote one way or the other. And I can't vote in this myself. All I can do is tell you what, you know, the ombudsman told me this is what I need to do. I'm doing it, okay? So it's up to you guys to determine where the assets belong and who they belong to, right? Because they do belong to the state. They are state assets. Michelle was voted in about 2 years ago as the treasury, and that's the reason she has all the assets, okay? So, again, it's up to you. If you think that somebody else needs to hold the assets other than Michelle, you need to vote one way or the other on do we transfer them or we don't transfer them. But our first vote is to vote on this form that we're going to use this form if we decide to transfer the funds.
May I ask one more question?
Go ahead.
If the funds for the state are transferred to the state coordinator, does the state coordinator have a fiduciary responsibility that is recognized by the Federation? Why does the state coordinator need Nevada's funds when a treasury is what is set up to establish that and have fiduciary responsibility for state funds? Why does the state coordinator want the funds?
Can I only
just at least interject what my interpretation is? Michelle was Craig Schmidt's wife, and Sue and Craig had different conflicts. some sort of a power struggle. I'm not really clear on exactly all the particulars of it, but Michelle is Sue's Craig's wife, and so for some reason Sue has something against Michelle, and so that's why I, again, this is just my thought process. I'm not really clear if it's 100% true, but it's just kind of, it is what it is. I mean, Sue is part of electing Michelle. So something happened where Sue wants to have somebody that she feels is more neutral. And she doesn't feel, evidently, I don't want to speak for Sue, but Sue's wanting to have this happen so that we can move forward and reconcile our state. So that's what we're kind of looking at. We're not really concerned about the funds. I'm not really concerned about the funds. I want to just repair what's going on. She can't just arbitrarily spend the money or whatever. And if that's, to me, that's not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is trying to reconcile. But I think every question you have is flipping perfect. It's exactly the questions that we've had as well, thinking about this. So your questions have been spot on. What we want to do is just fix this, and at least we're doing what a neutral person said that the other side, and I hate to use the other side, but we're doing what the ombudsman, who's actually been sanctioned by Anna as well. So this gentleman, John, who is an ombudsman, it does it for like 5 different states or something like that, and he's sanctioned by, from what I've learned and what I've heard, is sanctioned by Anna. So we're just going along with what the ombudsman suggested that Sue needed, so that then it's up to her to then, because he's going to be in it till the end. John will be with us till the end. In other words, then we get what we are requesting as well. And that's pretty much just more access and more, you know, more communication with the state and what have you. I yield. I didn't want to talk so much, but that's just my understanding, sweetie. Your questions are very, very valid.
Do you have any more questions?
Actually, I would like a little more clarification. Is that, you know, according to the state coordinator, there's a conflict of interest or some personal problem with Michelle. I don't know why that's interfering with everything and why Susan is making the move she's making to control what should be in the Treasury's control.
Yeah.
That doesn't, I don't understand why Sue is, she's a coordinator. She's not the president of the state. She's not the governor. She doesn't have that kind of authority.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to be another elected treasurer. Is that right, Rocky? It's not just going to go to somebody like Sue's in Sue's garage. It's supposed to be a new elected treasurer. I yield.
Well, from what I know, is just Robert Hill is supposed to be on the Treasury too, and nobody has voted him into that, but he's on the org chart as being the treasurer, and I think they want to transfer the money to him, right, which would be then another person in the Treasury. But I don't know for sure. I was just told by the ombudsman that to solve the conflict between me and Sue and he thinks that I have control over the state funds or state assets, which I don't, right? I'm not Michelle. I don't have the funds. Michelle's not going to give them to me, and which she shouldn't, right? So I'm just following what the budget says so that we can fix this, so we can get our state stood up, right? And that's my goal, is to help everybody, you know, get their money through the global bank and, you know, have our state stand up so that we're, you know, our sheriff and our people can get backing when the de facto tries to come after us. Those are my goals, okay? The money's not my goal, okay? I have no issue with any of the money or any of the whatever. So basically, you know, if you guys want to talk together, I mean, because I really am supposed to be out of this, I'm just supposed to do the vote, okay? So if each one of you guys want to start talking with each other, I mean, because you have ballot questions and stuff, and I have those same questions, but I never get an answer. So you guys can talk for the next 5 or so minutes and decide, you know, so that you can get more clarification from it. I can't tell you one way or the other.
May I?
Go ahead, Denise.
The first vote is just to have a chain of custody agreement. We're not saying how it should be filled out. So I say we just move forward with the vote. And another suggestion I have is that at the end of this meeting, everybody takes all the motions from the agenda and just emails to Rocky how they voted yes, no, abstain on them, so that Rocky doesn't have to keep, you know, having this hands thing and everything. It's like we can show hands, but at the end of the meeting, we can email him how we voted so that he's got a paper record of it. But right now, the vote is just to have a chain of custody agreement. The next vote is going to be how we use it in a standard operating procedure and who may sign it. So these issues are actually like in the next motion. I think a chain of custody agreement's a good idea. That's what we're voting on now.
Okay, so everybody that agrees on the chain of custody, if everybody's done talking, raise your hand.
I voted, but I probably shouldn't be because I'm not officially enrolled with Nevada yet until I get recording secretary to change the information on the LRO. But I voted anyways. So.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have 13 yeses. Okay, everybody put their hands down. Armando, can you put your hand down? Okay. Anybody that wants to vote no, we don't want this chain of custody report, raise your hands down. Okay, we have Girl that says no to the using the form. Okay, do we have anybody that abstains? Raise your hand now. Okay, we have no abstains. Okay, so we're going to use the form for chain of custody of assets if we decide we're going to transfer any assets to anybody. The next. Okay, the next vote we're going to do is going to be on, do you guys want to transfer the funds to somebody else instead of Michelle holding on to them as the treasurer? So, again, you guys want to discuss that part of it between you guys. I can't be a part of the discussion. But, you know, was that Leanne? Is that your name? How do you say your name? Leanne? Okay. Yeah. She had some good questions and whatever. And I don't know if she has more questions about this part of it, which is the actual transferring of the funds or the assets that Michelle has that she wants. So if you guys want to discuss, I'll give you guys another 5 minutes or so. You guys go ahead and discuss between each other.
May I?
An explanation of why we're transferring these funds? Do we understand why that is?
Basically, the ombudsman, the third-party ombudsman that I have involved, asked me that Sue wanted these assets or funds or whatever transferred to somebody that she's comfortable with. And I agreed to have a vote for everybody to transfer the funds. So, I mean, like I said, I don't care either way, but it's up to you guys. So I agreed to do this meeting and have the vote. So it's up to you guys if you want somebody else to hold the funds.
So she's not comfortable with Michelle, but why is she not comfortable?
I haven't been able to get that answer.
Okay, well, that's an important answer.
Okay.
I agree.
I think, if I may, real quick, and then Denise, you can jump in. I think as far as the state funds go, as long as it's a state treasurer, if there's like you said, another state treasurer, I don't have a problem with the state funds myself going to a state treasurer. But the county funds obviously stay in our county, if that's the way it's supposed to happen. So if we have county funds for the county, I would suggest that obviously those would stay with Michelle. Right. But the state funds, look, I just don't want to have – I get where you're coming from. That's my initial reaction was, what? Why? All of the W's. And then for me, what I want to have for me is just to have reconciliation and at least show that, hey, that's what you want? Okay. We don't have a problem with it. Now, what is your holdup? Because we've done what you've asked us to do. And it's not that huge of a deal. It's not like any of us are – it's not money, you know. It's the state's money anyway, so it's not just for Clark County. So that's just my thoughts. I yield.
May I?
Go ahead.
Yeah, now that that's a little clarified for me, I can see that reasoning of it's state funds, it should be handled by the state. And I don't understand the problem with Michelle. I have a question about Michelle. She was Craig's wife, but is she not vetted by the Federation to be in a fiduciary responsibility?
Oh, yeah. Michelle is, she's done everything, is everything, and she's a precious saint. She's a sweetheart, and we love Michelle. So we don't have any issue. We don't get it as far as Michelle goes. Again, that's something between Sue and Craig, evidently, and maybe Michelle as well. Because anyway, I don't want to get into other things. But for me, Michelle, she has my 1,000,000% vote on who she is. And yes, she is officially vetted. All the proper things that needed to be done for Sue, I guess, was also involved in having her be elected to that position. So. We don't get something happened along the way, and there's some kind of a speed bump that put everybody up in the air, and they haven't landed down on the ground yet from being tossed up in the air, I guess. So, but Michelle is flipping awesome. We all love Michelle. So I hope that answered your question, sweetie. She is vetted, by the way. I yield.
Thank you.
You're kindly welcome, and I love your questions. You're freaking awesome. Just wanted to say that.
Thank you again.
Is it okay if I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
I yield.
What I saw on the org chart, so we were asking for organizational charts for 4 months. We accidentally got one, and Michelle was the treasurer with Robert Hale. Well, that was a big red flag because Robert Hale, for a couple reasons, he was told to basically couldn't hold any offices on the assembly by Anna. And then he kind of snuck in there. Nobody elected Robert Hale to be treasurer that we know of. Or if it did happen, it was kind of a very small meeting of very few people. So we don't even know why he's listed as treasurer. But I have a great concern with that because I know that he should not be holding any offices. I yield.
Rocky, I think that might be one of the conditions of us releasing any funds from Michelle or voting that we as a group of people say, yes, we don't have a problem, but the one condition we have is that person is not the one that gets the state funds. I yield.
Are we talking about Robert Hill?
Yes.
It's up to you guys.
I mean, if that's correct, I've never heard that before. But I know Denise is not one to lie. So if that's the case, then if Anna did not want him to hold office, then yeah, that would be a condition. And I'm sure that John, the ombudsman, would agree with that. I would hope.
that could be brought to him. The deal, there's been quite a few things that Robert Held has done which put him out of being able to do certain things. He was our first coordinator in Nevada. He was also a recording secretary in Nevada. And basically for you to lose those two positions had to come from Anna. So Anna took him out as being a coordinator and also removed him from being a recording secretary. But he's not allowed to do that anymore. And that's all I can say about it. So, yeah, I don't want to stir up anything, whatever. I just wanted to explain that to be any one of those things, you have to go through Anna. And for him not to have them means Anna pulled it. So,
Can I interject?
Go ahead.
My opinion, although I'm not, you know, officially part of your group, but from my perspective, I think...
You're in the United States, you're part of our group.
Okay. Well...
As long as you're an AFCN or AFC.
I'm going to put a copy of my newsletter in the chat, and you all can read that later. But from my perspective, my experience, cooperation is very important. However, when you read Anna's articles, the main problem we have is substitution. So I think it's improper to vote on this when we don't have the written request from above to transfer assets that you believe belong to you or the county. I think it's more important to cooperate because we have such a huge objective, you know, very important objective, but still, I've seen several different times, especially in California, where everything seems to collapse, and then they're squabbling over assets. So I think it's improper that you vote on taking something from your possession and giving it to somebody else when there's not a written request that we can verify who's requesting and who's giving. Okay, so I like this form with the chain of custody, but that has to follow in every decision we make. The chain of custody, we have to know who we're talking to and transferring assets and voting for issues that it should be right.
I wasn't really going to go this way, but because you're asking for proof, I will give you proof. Just give me a minute, I gotta get the right document up.
That's a great comment though, Robert, as well. That's a good job, brother. Welcome into the group. Like I said, welcome in. We're former Californians too, man. Over here, so, but we still don't like the white plates, we call them. We see white plates, we're like, go home. But we were a white plate too. So, you know, it's like you know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is, man. But we're grateful for you. Grateful for your suggestions. I love that. Great job.
They're still on my car, but. Yeah. They didn't want me to change to the ASN plates.
Oh, yeah.
We went out to Craig Road Market one day with them on the van, and you could tell everybody was what is that?
yeah. You got to choose your hill to die on, brother. Yeah. You know, and if you're willing to fight that fight, just be careful. You know, be careful and wise. So we're grateful to have you, man. We're really grateful to have both you guys over there. So
we do have Reg Z plates here. There's a fellow on our Clark County Assembly. He'll get you hooked up with Reg Z plates. So I'll send you his info, Robert.
Okay. Well, okay, well I have a place, but I need to get the credential card switched over with a current address because of one of the issues I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you guys see the form that's on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. This one part, this is a vetting report that came from Sue to me because I was trying to be vetted for a coordinator. And this is one of the deals in here. It says all assembly property stored in the office must be returned to the elected member of the Nevada Assembly, like our state treasury, immediately including but not limited to all the Nevada Assembly records, hard copies and electronic stored records, all Nevada Assembly assets, including cash, metal, cashier's checks, computers, furniture, and equipment. Okay, the state doesn't have any of those things except for the money, you know, the cash, metals, cashier checks. The state has no computers, don't have, you know, they don't have an office. We did have an office at one time. We kind of do, but it don't belong to PKCF now. There is no assets in that office, never was. In that office, but this is what she's going by when she was talking to Bugman, is because she has a conflict with Michelle holding these funds, but then for some reason now it's my problem, okay? I don't have any control over this stuff, I don't whatever, but she put in my vetting deal that I need to give them these assets. So the Bugman said for our first round, right, that we should be doing this, okay? I'm just going by what the budget says. I want to get this conflict settled if we can. And, you know, you ask for some kind of proof. I'm giving you some kind of proof, okay, that this is where it came from.
Rocky.
Yeah.
To me, that little highlighted paragraph just adds the confusion. Michelle is a state treasurer, and she's not in the office. She's never been in that office,
right?
You know, so that just adds more confusion. But I appreciate what you're saying.
But the deal is, this is where it came from.
Yeah.
From this vetting form, and Sue's always had an issue that I shouldn't be in control of any assets, which I'm not. Okay, Bugman says that we need to transfer these funds to somebody that she's trusting. So we're having a meeting to discuss doing that. Now it's up to you guys if you want that to happen or not. I have no form either way, whatever you guys want. Again, I don't have control of anything. So
I just think I think it wouldn't be good to let this opportunity pass by because this is getting the ear of Anna, and you know this is an opportunity with a neutral ombudsman, an arbitrator to so he's involved now. If we miss this opportunity, then we're back to square one again. Just you know not and and what did we so then okay so we kept the state funds here with Michelle. But in reality, we're missing the opportunity to actually, move forward and try to, you know, I don't see it damaging us too bad, but that's just my take, you know. It just seems like it's very confusing. The whole thing is, it sounds like personal issues instead of, you know, facts. And, but I don't want to, I personally would like to not. I'm down with what everybody else, because you guys all have great ideas and great information. I'm more to not want to miss this opportunity that Rocky generated, because he's open to everybody. It's an open process of something to do that's from somebody that's a third party. It's not he said, she said. It's a third party person that's handling this, and so this is a deliverable that they're asking from us to do. And so I just am a little, I don't want to have this opportunity pass, but I'm open to information if you guys feel a different way, for sure. I yield.
Denise, do you have something to say?
So I say that we amend the motion to include Robert's comment that you know, we would like the chain of custody, A, to go to the treasurer, and that we have an elected treasurer. So what I'd really like to find out was, is there ever a time where funds were requested and that there was some kind of blockading by Michelle? Because this is a business, and not everyone's going to love each other every second. However, we do try to do that. So I would say that we have no problem filling out this chain of custody, but I think the motion should be amended to a written request of transfer, of the assets to somebody, that they have to fill out the form. So please fill out this form that we've approved and get back to us, and that will be a written request, and then we can vote on it again. We'll even hold a special purpose meeting to vote on the filled out form, and here's the form. So how's that?
I like that. I like the fact that we have one more process. It's not just, what I mean. In other words, we're making them be more accountable, making her be more accountable in writing. That's, what do you think, Rocky?
All right, whatever you guys want. All right. I mean, that sounds logical. Is like, who are we going to transfer this to? Who is the one that we're going to be talking to? We don't know. So if we agree to transfer money to somebody, who are we doing that to?
Yeah.
So have them fill out the form.
Exactly. I mean, that means we're being good stewards with that money, that treasure, right? We're being good stewards then.
Well,
good call.
We're called by our fiduciary obligations to follow the prudent man rule. So if you are on the assembly, no matter what position you're in, ASN, ASC, an official, we have to follow the prudent man rule. No prudent men just willy-nilly give money to somebody who's not in an elected position. So have them fill out the form. We'll say yes. We would like to have them fill out our form that we've approved and get back to us. That's it. That's what I would like to take a vote on.
I like it.
Jennifer, you have something to say?
Sorry. Just to clarify again, did Michelle give up her position at all? I'm just still confused on why Sue wants this money, like wants this stuff transferred out from Michelle's hands, because Michelle hasn't done anything wrong. I don't understand why, unless she gave up that position, I don't understand why. I do understand that there was a conflict between my dad, Craig, and Sue for power, whatever. It was just a lot of things said that were hurtful, and it's just childish to me that this has to be like this, because Michelle, my mother, was the wife of my father. I mean, that's just what it seems like it is right now, and it's just really childish to me. If she didn't give up that position at all, then why is it being taken from her? Why is it trying to be transferred to anybody else at all? I yield.
We agree with you, Jennifer, 100%. We don't get it either.
As far as I know, Michelle has never stepped down. She is still the treasurer. She has made comments, though. If somebody wants to step up and be a treasurer, she has no problem with transferring whatever to the new treasurer. But as far as I know at this point, she is still the treasurer.
Okay, so let's take a motion. I move that we approve the form and we send it to the ombudsman so he can have it filled out, and we have a special purpose meeting to approve it as it's filled out when we get it. So can we go to a vote?
Okay, before we do that, are we saying that once they fill out the form with whoever the treasurer is going to collect the assets, then we'll vote on transferring funds at that time? I'm just a little confused because we got to get this straight.
I think yes. We did. We would take a vote then on the person. I would say so. After we see who that is and everybody agrees on it, I yield.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, if everybody can put their hands down. Denise? Okay, what the motion is we're going to vote either yes or no to send the form to the bondsman. The bondsman is then going to have Sue fill it out on who's going to take the action of getting them funds transferred to. That is a treasurer in the state. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So everybody that wants to send the form to the bondsman to get it filled out by Sue so that we can do an actual vote on where the funds is going, vote yes now if you want that to happen. So raise your hand. Okay, I'm going to start counting. Okay, 12 yeses. Everybody put your hands down. Tomorrow, put your hands down. Tomorrow. Thank you. So anybody that wants to vote no on that procedure, raise your hands now. Okay, we have no hands up. Anybody that wants to abstain, raise your hand now. Okay, we have no hands up, so it's 12-0-0. I will send this form to the busman, asking for him to have Sue fill it out, so that the people know where the assets are going, so that we know that they are staying in the state and it is a vetted or voted on person that is the new treasurer. Is that correct? Do I hear yes, survey?
Yes.
Okay. Then this part of it, which is what I needed to take care of, the next part of it is we want to talk about the banking information that we've got and what's going on. And I'm going to turn this over to Denise because she knows more about it than I do. And so, Denise, you want to take it on? We can't hear you, Denise.
Here we go. I've got people texting me. They still want to get in the call. Okay. Thanks, everybody. I'll try to fly through this as quick as possible, and thanks for your time. We are way behind. Here's the reason why. The coordinators across America have been getting information, and Harold and Anna have been holding meetings for how county assemblies are going to be distributing these family trusts. So that's all going to be on the Prosperity prepaid credit. I've heard numbers, and I don't want to even repeat the numbers, but they are so astronomically huge compared to what we're getting or going to be receiving in our global bank accounts, is what I've been told. Now, what you got to do is you got to take your SIA, okay? Do that, put it in the LRO or make sure it gets in there. And our goal right now is to get our banking committee rolling and use this near-term planning objectives from the video. So whoever's on the banking committee that steps up and is the chair, I will give them the video. They can send it out to the banking committee. What we'd like to see is a weekly report on what's going to be happening, and then also that they, you know, start to work on these projects. We are 3 months behind at least right now. So this is something that, you know, we're just going to have to fast track it. Once we get this off and rolling, I got the next video sent to me, and that one was actually from December. So I'm going to do the same thing, look at it, and then send it along to the banking committee. But if anybody got on the banking committee and they just thought that it was going to be, you know, finding out faster about stuff for global, that's not the case here. We're actually being asked to identify a authentic credit union. And by credit union, I mean you and I and everybody in this assembly is going to have an opportunity to exercise philanthropy. And by that, I mean that we're going to be getting this trust money and we're going to be matching it up with other members that have projects. So the types of projects that are going to be, you know, these could have so many different focus. Like, for example, there is a family trust that was holding all the funds for the veterans from World War II that were given stocks that they actually never received them. They went to a family trust, and now they're worth kajillions. There's money there for family trusts that want to improve water supply or clean water. It's never ending. She mentioned Food Church. Basically, they're all kind of pay it forward projects. So anybody on the committee, they're going to be kind of looking at, okay, we've got this, these funds, and now we're the county. And this is why some state leadership does not want the county to stand up. And the counties will only receive these funds when they stand up. So that's why the counties have to fast track themselves to stand up as quickly as possible. It doesn't hardly have anything to do with Global Family Bank. So how Harold described this in the video is Global is like this massive, almost like a central bank. They're a huge commercial operation. They just have these accounts for us as kind of a favor to Anna to let the Federation have a method to have banking to receive these funds. That's a different pot of gold. The other prosperity paid prepaid credits, that's all going to be in this credit union. That money is exponentially huge. And that is also going to be our money personally in the silver denominations, plus that's the money that we can repledge. Also, it's funds that are restitution funds and reconstruction funds. So I can take questions on any of that. Did anybody want to ask me any questions?
Really quick. Have you moved your car from the car wash to the basement?
Yeah, sure.
I can move it for you if you want.
Okay. Here's my key.
Okay, sorry.
Did anybody want to ask me any questions?
Yeah, Denise, I watched the video as well.
Okay.
And, you know, I like that he said that we've actually hired Global. They work for us, and I'm grateful to know that. He gave a lot of really good points. The one thing we all need to do is find a credit union that's here in town, here in the county, that's, you know, not FDIC. I checked with one Nevada credit union, and they're not FDIC insured there, but they're insured by another federal group. So we're looking to find credit unions that don't have the Fed involved.
Right. Right, that's one part of it. But then that's kind of like the beginning of it. But right now we need committees that are going to have kind of a standard operating procedure so they get a request for funds. Then they'll be matching that to a family trust that has requirements for their funds. Because all those requirements, those trustee requirements from the 5,000 trusts, which only 600 are currently negotiated by ANA, all have requirements. And those requirements will stay in place. So we'll be the trustees of those funds.
Denise, I got a question.
Yes.
Don't we need to have the credit union to receive the funds so that we can just
get them? Yes, so the credit union.
We need to get a credit union so we can get funds.
Well, that's going to be the work of the committee. So what I would do if I was running that committee is I would put together a letter of requirements, send it out to all the credit unions in the, in Nevada, and explain to them the scope of work, the potential for deposits, how we will manage them as committee members, and how we'll work through our projects. But we are going to, any credit union that's out there, for example, the Culinary Union has one, Teamsters have one. There's lots of different types of credit unions, but this is actually going to be authentic credit. So let's say the members approve a project for $1 million. Our goal is going to be for those credit recipients who requested the funds to meet goals, and then we're going to hopefully not ever have it paid back. It's literally going to be our job to give away money. And Keith, did you have a question? Keith, I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Go ahead. I can hear you now.
Sorry, Denise. I don't want to cut in. But I remember during the video that there was this one sister, I forget her name, but you probably would remember since you watched it twice, that she said she had a list of questions that you asked the credit unions. She said she would put it on the link, but I wasn't privy to the link. So if you remember, she said that she had a list of questions that they had already figured out and used. So somehow if we could get maybe those from her or off that link, I yield.
We can try. Any other questions? Yes, it's humanitarian work. Tom Varga wrote in humanitarian work.
Yeah.
All right.
Denise.
Yes.
Kind of makes us clear, too, is even after watching, I wasn't unclear, but I think it's more mandatory, funds for this account, not our global accounts in general.
Right. I don't want to say it has nothing to do with global. Global funds will be able to be transferred into our credit unions, and from there will fan out into regular customer services, such as this credit union will supply us with wire transfers. They'll supply us with checks. They can hold our money. They can send money. They can transfer gold and silver. So the credit unions are going to have regular banking services. But it's not an extension of global or if we are able through the credit union to link our global account to the credit union, that should be on our list of requirements.
Basically,
this is local banking.
Yeah. So basically, there's got to be some way, because global is basically like a central bank. They're not really a person-to-person bank, even though they created all the accounts for us. And basically, at one point, we need to get a bank that is our kind of a bank, And that's what the credit unions are for. And basically, once we create our accounts in the credit union, we would be able to transfer our global account money into our credit union accounts.
Yes.
So that, just to clarify it. But the other thing is the reason why we need the credit union too is so we can get this humanitarian funds for these other assets or, you know, money that we can actually help people with. We actually need the credit union for that too. So we actually, what Denise is saying, is we need to get our banking committee up and running. We need to get a chair for it, and we need them to start working on which credit unions we could use, how we're going to get the funds transferred. Because we, it's like on the last coordinator's call when I was on there, Anna specifically talked to me and said, the coordinator will be getting another video on the banking. And that's what we're waiting for now is that video. This video she's talking about was from 1/25/2025. So it's been 3-4 months ago with this video. So there is another video that's going to be coming that's going to give us a little bit more detail. But at this point right now, on our next meeting that we're going to have is going to be trying to get our banking committee up and running and get that going. Because the funds, everybody was told the funds are going to the states. That is not true. The funds are going to each county. The counties are then going to fund the state or fund these other things. So we're the ones that have to do the work. So that's what we're going to be focusing on.
Rocky, I'm really glad you brought that up. So in this is a two-hour video, this part. Now, I'm getting, that's part two. I'm getting part one. Oh, and Tom, go ahead. Maybe what you're going to ask is going to answer this next. Tom, unmute yourself. Let's hear your question. Hi, Tom. Shoot, we can't hear you. Darn it. Okay, Tom, just chime in if you can get a mic going. Here's how Harold described it. Back in the day, counties would raise funds and keep the funds. Then over decades and hundreds of years, the counties started collecting money, sending it up to the state, and then the state was sending them back some money to use. Well, now the funding is going to go the proper direction. It's going to be coming through the state and even for called that international business with the bank, and then those funds are going to come to our credit unions and our respective counties. So the counties are going to be 100% in charge of how those funds are transferred, used, etc., and the goal is to give them all away. Tom still has his hand up. Sorry, Tom.
Okay. Do you want to say something,
Tom? His mic is off.
If you can, type in the chat if you have a question.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so can we take our vote then?
For what?
I got to flip back to the agenda. This item had a vote on it.
Just Tom McKinney.
Didn't it? Oh, no. This was just information.
Yeah, when we got to the banking, there was information that we're going to have another meeting to go over solidifying our banking committee, and then the banking committee needs to pick a chair, and we need to start working on this as fast as we can.
Sounds great.
Okay. At this point,
all right, guys, I got it figured out.
Oh, okay. Yay! Okay, there's Tom.
Yeah. All right, so when it comes to the credit union, I know we're talking about finding a relationship to work with one, but the economic environment that we're in right now,
I wouldn't be surprised if we might be able to acquire one, because there are a lot of banks that are going under or financially don't have good books right now. So it might be easy to do an acquisition, actually.
So I don't know if that's the route we want to go.
I love the idea of an acquisition. I think that that's probably the way a lot of states are going to have to go. I know California already went through this process. They found one credit union in the whole state of California that would work with them. So we do have to kind of exhaust what we have available to us. But once we do get this rolling, I think really the committee is going to have to kind of look at this in terms of, you know, enticing a credit union to work with us, because all this is going to be relatively new to them, or some of them. And then based on that, we may want to say, you know, here's our short-term goal, and then here's our long-term goal. Scott, go ahead.
Do we know of any credit unions that are not federally insured at this time?
That's going to be the work of the committee, is to look at all the credit unions that they have. I would even say that do a letter, ask the credit unions for their liquidity and some of their, you know, background information before we even talk to them. We can't go around, I don't think, begging. Hey, could you work with us? This is a negotiation, and they're going to want to earn our business. So we're going to first have to say, how much business could this potentially be? And then in our general initial letter, say, you know, our general 30,000, you know, 30,000 feet needs these four things or five things, and then see who responds to us. And then out of those, but I do think that eventually we will have to have our own credit union or acquire one, as Scott mentioned. But Harold, at this moment, is not advising that.
I'm really excited to find what the committee finds as far as the questions. Because I have, you know, one credit union that I know it's just a little bitty credit union that I'm a member of. I'd like to have a list of questions to ask them and see if they're eligible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the committee should have, you know, I would like for you to maybe give the committee that credit union, and then if you can get a meeting, go with them, because it's your credit union. But the committee is going to have to really come up with all the parameters. So, by you.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody has anything else to say or whatever? Raymond, do you want to say anything? Your hand's up.
Yeah, I have a quick question. It's probably not a question, but a statement. But I'm working with my credit union right now that owns my car, and I've already put on the global account where it says to create a link to the pay now link, and if that's going to impede into us having funds to transfer, because I've already been communicating with my bank and asking to speak to their legal department to see if their legal department is able to work with the kind of financing that we're going to be having to pay off, you know, a lot of our credits or whatever debts that we've accumulated thus far. And I guess my question would be, if the state is going to release the funds to the state, and this is where I'm getting confused, or is our personal accounts able to pay for all of the credits that, or the debts that we've accumulated? I do.
Great. Raymond, one thing that was said in the video, whatever, is if the credit union isn't a unincorporated or in working in the same capacity we are, then you're transferring your money into the DeSacro bank. And you have to be okay with that. And what you're doing may be what would happen if your credit union isn't one of these banks that we should be working with, okay? So, I mean, if you had a Bank America account and you wanted to transfer money, you're transferring your money into a DeSacro now bill, which is not going to hold its value anymore, right?
Right.
Because it's de facto whatever. So these are some of the things that we have to look out for with our money, is learn how to deal with our money and how the banks are going to deal with our money. You know, because if you transfer big, large amounts of money into, say, the de facto type bank, they're going to charge you percentages to put that kind of money in their accounts, right? And we need to be aware of that, or, you know, if we get our own credit union or whatever, then that those kind of fees are not going to be there.
So right? If they have no jurisdiction and we take them to court and they try and speak in court, whose court do they go into? I mean, well, do they come to our courts to where we justify their actions based on what they have already done or lack of knowledge thereof? I mean,
the deal is if you transfer your money, say, into Bank of America, now you're in the de facto courts and their jurisdiction. So you have to work in their jurisdiction. So you may not want to transfer your funds into there, because you transferring there, you're making an agreement to do that. You're signing a contract with them to take your money. So now you have to work with their rules on your money. You get it? So if we put it, if we have our banking committee get a credit union, see, credit unions are really the only thing that is supposed to be more for sovereign people, okay? So that's why they're talking credit unions. And the deal is once our banking committee comes up with something, then we take accounts in there. Now, if you wanted to transfer your money from there to Bank of America or somewhere else, you could do it if you wanted. But again, you're following their rules.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions? Or?
I think that's, I mean, yeah, I mean, you answered it, but it was like in a roundabout way of answering the question. But
well, I understand, because we're working in different jurisdictions. You have to think about that.
Right. And I'm trying to like see where their jurisdiction of where they have over us having the sovereignty of our bank and our banks doing that for us. I don't even know if I'm making any sense.
Well, that doesn't make sense either, but the deal is the Global Family Bank is the one that has our assets, okay?
Right.
Then we need to transfer it into a local bank that is the same kind of thing that is a sovereign bank that's not FIDC or whatever you call it, funded, you know what I mean? Because now we're transferring it back into the de facto. So we're giving our funds to them now to manage.
Okay.
So we need to create, we need to define a credit union that isn't that and is for sovereign people.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, in order for them to create a pay now link on our tools section in the global account, I mean, we're setting... Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, yeah, I'm still trying to figure out. So we have a create pay now link on there, and when it shows a QRC code for us to pay off a debt or a credit, now...
Whatever's in the global family right now, you cannot use. So even though you have the QR code and all that, it's not active. What this
right.
whole thing is about is we have to have a bank, a credit union, so that we can use the money.
Okay, can we maybe wrap this up, and then we'll have a special banking committee Q&A? You know, next time around or something, because we've got people leaving the meeting and we still have things to vote on.
What do we got about that?
On the agenda, we had concerning the General Assembly Agreement, if we're going to work with that, and then also in the matter concerning the Ombudsman, if the Assembly receives any written instruction and updates and reports from the Ombud, we will publish them in the meeting agenda, if they're publishable.
I will do that.
That was on the agenda.
Yeah, I'm reading it now. Anything that comes from the ombudsman, if he's okay with it, I'm going to give it to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a given. Okay. As far as the General Assembly agreement, we don't have it done yet to vote on it, so I'd like everybody to see it first.
Yes.
So, skipping that one. So what else?
Next week we have on Saturday, we've got our event for American Way Homeschool. Jennifer's got some good information on it. Jen, did you want to say anything?
Hello, sure. Let's see, what should I say? We have a lot. We're still working on our postcards. They should be done pretty soon. Posters. I went to the county fair today and passed out about maybe 600 postcards. So hopefully we get some entries for our, we have an art essay entry. Up to $500 prizes. Great.
Mm-hmm. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Show up. I'm like, wait. So, sorry, I wasn't ready for your question. I think we're just wrapping everything up. Pretty much have everything. We need volunteers. If anybody is willing to volunteer that day and sit at a booth for a little while to answer questions, that would be really great. It's April 19th from 7 a.m. to, what, 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
Wait, your microphone
Jennifer,
is, yes.
I'm going to start copying all the files on those USB drives this weekend. So anything that you have, I need to have those as quick as we can get it.
Okay. Everything that I have, I sent to Denise, so Denise will send it to you.
Okay.
Probably this week I'm going to go copy every all the flyers for the tables, like takeaway flyers. We're going to go make copies of those, or the posters as well. So I guess that's it. I can't hear you, Denise. Your microphone is off.
You're muted, Denise.
All right. So, do we have any other go forward plans that we need to discuss, or save them for next time?
Save them for next time.
It looks like the internet's messing up or something, guys. The everything's going in and out.
Oh,
hope no. That's not just me. Okay, so do we want a motion to dismiss or adjourn?
I'm
motion. I'll make a motion to dismiss.
I'll second.
All say aye?
Aye.
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 Okay. Motion's over. Our next meeting's on the 19th.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Thank you.